Lesson 116, 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9. Introduction. Paul wrote to the saints in Corinth, explaining that the members in Macedonia had given freely to those in need. He encouraged the Corinthian saints to also follow the Savior's example by giving to the poor. Paul taught about the blessings that come to those who cheerfully give to the poor. Note: pray for your students. In order for students to feel the edifying influence of the Holy Ghost in their experience, they too should be in a preparation to hear the Word. See Alma 32:6. You could plead for the Lord to pour out His Spirit upon your students, quote, to prepare their hearts to receive the Word with joy, end quote. See Alma 16:16 and 17. Suggestions for teaching. 2 Corinthians 8. Paul counsels the saints to care for the poor. Write the following statement by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles on the board before class, but leave a blank space instead of the word poverty. Begin the lesson by inviting a student to read the following statement. Quote, down through history, blank, has been one of humankind's greatest and most widespread challenges. Its obvious toll is usually physical, but the spiritual and emotional damage it can bring may be even more debilitating. End quote. Ask students to guess the missing word in the statement, then write in the word poverty. What is poverty? The condition of having little or no money, goods, or means of support. Why can poverty be such a difficult challenge? Encourage students to think of individuals they know who may need help or assistance of any kind, including physical, emotional, social, or spiritual assistance. Invite students to look for truths as they study 2 Corinthians chapters 8 and 9 that can help them understand and fulfill their role in helping others who are in need. Summarize 2 Corinthians 8, 1-8 by explaining that Paul told the Corinthian saints the church members in Macedonia had given generously to help the poor in their temporal needs. You may want to have students locate Corinth and Macedonia on Bible Maps number 13, the missionary journeys of the Apostle Paul. Paul explained that the Macedonian members did so because they desired to do the will of God. He encouraged the saints of Corinth to follow this example of providing for the needs of others out of sincere love. Write the words rich and poor on the board. Invite students to read 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9 silently, looking for what Paul said Jesus Christ did for the saints. After sufficient time, ask the following questions, and list students' responses on the board under the words rich and poor. In what ways was Jesus Christ rich in the premortal life? Students' responses may include the following. Jesus Christ was the firstborn of the Father in the Spirit. Even before He was born in mortality, Jesus Christ was a God who stood next to Heavenly Father in authority, power, and glory, and created many worlds under the direction of the Father. In what ways might He have been considered poor during His time in mortality? He left His position of glory to be born in and live among lowly circumstances on earth. What do you think it means in verse 9 that we, through the Savior's poverty, might be rich? Because Jesus Christ condescended from His premortal throne and came to earth to minister, set an example for us, and perform the atonement, we can gain the riches of eternal life. Explain to students that about a year earlier, the Corinthian saints had committed to take up a collection of goods for the poor saints in Judea. Invite a student to read 2 Corinthians 8, 10-11 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Paul advised the saints in Corinth to do. What did Paul advise the saints in Corinth to do? Explain that the phrases to do and perform the doing of it mean that Paul admonished the saints to fulfill their previous commitment, to give what they could to the saints who were poor, just as the Savior had given eternal riches to them. What happens to each of us as we come to understand all that the Savior has given us? Students may use different words, but should identify a principle similar to the following. As we come to understand all the Savior has given us, we will be more willing to give of our substance to others. How can reflecting upon the Savior's gifts to us motivate us to give to those in need? What specific gifts has the Savior given you that might inspire you to give to others? Invite a few students to read 2 Corinthians 8, 12 through 15 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for an additional truth that Paul taught about the importance of supporting one another in temporal ways. What truth can we learn from verses 12 through 13? Help students identify the following truth. God wants us to be willing to give even when we may not have anything to give. To help the class understand this truth, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. Quote, "Rich or poor, we are to do what we can when others are in need." End quote. From "Are We Not All Beggars?" Ensign Orleahona, November 2014, page 41. What can we do for others if we don't have anything physical to give them? According to verses 14 and 15, who benefits when all the saints consistently give to those in need? Whoever may be in need at any given time. What are some ways in which everyone benefits when we all are willing to give? To help students feel the importance of these truths and principles and apply them, read aloud the following statement by Elder Jeffrey R. Holland. Invite students to listen for how the Lord can help us respond compassionately to the poor. Quote, "I don't know exactly how each of you should fulfill your obligation to those who do not or cannot always help themselves. But I know that God knows, and He will help you and guide you in compassionate acts of discipleship if you are conscientiously wanting and praying and looking for ways to keep a commandment He has given us again and again." End quote. Again from "Are We Not All Beggars?" If time permits and you are able, instead of reading the preceding quote, consider showing part of the video of Elder Holland's General Conference address, "Are We Not All Beggars?" What did Elder Holland say we should do to be ready to help the poor and needy? What are some ways the Church has established through which we can help meet the needs of the poor? Through fast offerings, local service projects, and humanitarian opportunities. Encourage students to write in their class notebooks or scripture study journals one thing they plan to do based on what Paul taught about giving to the poor and needy. Summarize 2 Corinthians 8, 16 through 24 by explaining that Paul spoke to the Corinthian saints about Titus and two other brethren who were being sent to collect charitable contributions for the saints in Jerusalem. Paul spoke of his confidence in the Corinthian saints and explained that their giving generously would serve as evidence of their love for others. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Paul teaches about the blessings of being a sincere giver. Summarize 2 Corinthians 9 verses 1 through 5 by explaining that Paul continued to praise the Corinthian saints. He told the saints that he had sent Titus and others to confirm their willingness to give freely. Ask students to ponder whether they have ever given something to someone or provided a service for someone in a grudging manner. Why is it sometimes hard to be cheerful about giving your time, money, and other resources to help others? Invite a student to read 2 Corinthians 9 verses 6 through 7 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for the comparison Paul used to teach the members in Corinth about giving freely. What does it mean to sow? To plant seeds. To what did Paul compare sowing? Giving to others. Hold up some fruit or vegetable seeds, or display a picture of some. Who are the sowers in this comparison? The saints, or us. According to verse 7, how does the Lord expect us to sow or give? Cheerfully, not grudgingly. See also Moroni chapter 7 verse 8. Write the following incomplete statement on the board. If we give to those in need with a cheerful heart, blank. How is giving to others like sowing seeds in a field? What happens if we only sow sparingly? What happens if we sow bountifully? Complete the principle on the board so that it conveys the following truth. If we give to those in need with a cheerful heart, God will generously bless us. How can giving to others with a cheerful attitude actually lead to our receiving more than we began with? Invite a student to read 2 Corinthians 9, verses 8 through 10 aloud. Ask the class to look for blessings Paul said would come to the saints if they gave with a cheerful heart. What are some phrases Paul used to describe blessings the Lord gives to those who give with a cheerful heart? Answers may include, all grace abound toward you, see verse 8. All sufficiency in all things, verse 8. His righteousness remaineth forever, verse 9. And increase the fruits of your righteousness, see verse 10. Explain that these phrases suggest that we will receive the Lord's grace, which may include temporal blessings sufficient for our needs. According to verse 10, who is, quote, he that ministereth seed to the sower, end quote. It is the Lord. Display the seed again, and explain that we are only able to give to others because the Lord has provided for us in the first place. How can remembering where everything we have comes from help us to give cheerfully? Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from 2 Corinthians 9, 11 through 15. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Paul taught about those saints who give and receive cheerfully. According to verses 11 through 15, how do saints who freely give and receive of one another's substance feel toward God? You may want to invite students to consider marking any phrases of gratitude found in these verses, such as, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God, verse 11. Many thanksgivings unto God, verse 12. They glorify God, verse 13. And thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift, verse 15. You may want to suggest that students write the following truth in their scriptures near verses 11 through 15. Recognizing God's generosity in blessing us can help us feel gratitude toward him. When have you felt gratitude toward God after recognizing the blessings he has sent to you for serving and giving to others in a cheerful manner? Testify of the principles and truths students identified in 2 Corinthians chapters 8 through 9. Encourage students to consider ways they might help someone in need this week. Invite them to set a goal to help that person.